This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sitting right next to the Treasury Secretary today, six or eight feet next to, anyway, it was Fed Chair Jay Powell. The pair were back for their second day of testimony on Capitol Hill about all things economic. And perhaps not surprisingly, inflation came up. And why? And what could be done about it? And Powell said, weedy though this answer will sound, he said it's a, quote, function of supply-side bottlenecks over which we have no control, end of quote. Supply chain for the bazillionth time. He also said, Powell did, that inflation's going to clear up. Eventually. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, it has taken longer to clear up than anybody, including one Jerome Powell, predicted.
As the pandemic wore on, many consumers were flush with cash and eager to buy stuff. Then global supply chains hit bottlenecks because reopening isn't smooth, and prices spiked as buyers competed for limited supplies. Now, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, the Fed has recognized these problems are likely to be with us for a while.
The so-called transitional inflation coming out of the pandemic was probably going to last longer than the less than a year the Fed seemed to be forecasting.
The Delta variant is still raging, hitting particularly hard at factories and ports in Southeast Asia that send container ships full of computer chips and consumer goods to the U.S. But
that's probably about as bad as supply chain interruption gets. It's probably the worst has already happened on this front, and it's going to unwind and get better from here.
So how long might it take for supply chains to get ironed out and meet business and consumer demand to take upward pressure off of prices? Nyree Hinton tracks food, apparel, and other consumer staples at Third Bridge, and he says it'll be well into next year.
It's probably going to be a Q1, a Q2, and a Q3, and a Q4 issue.
These supply chain problems and price spikes could turn out to be transitory, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
If it's the pandemic is still raging, causing people to be sick and not going to work and shutting down factories and Chinese ports, when the pandemic goes away, these problems will go away.
On the other hand,
if the price spikes and inflation and shortages are happening, even though the pandemic is winding down, and I'm wrong, then yeah, I think at that point expectations could shift even before 2023 or 2024.
Setting up higher inflationary expectations and forcing the Fed to raise interest rates before the economy has fully recovered. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.